The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is moving to dissolve its Office of the Science Advisor, that is, the direct scientific advisor to acting EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler. The EPA describes the move as an effort to streamline the agency, but critics call it another move by the Trump administration to diminish the role of science in decision-making. Dan Boyce has the story.
This past summer, Andrew Wheeler took over at the EPA after the resignation of embattled Administrator Scott Pruitt. And Wheeler, he's familiar with the EPA. He started his career with the agency in the early 90s.
I do understand firsthand the stress that goes along with a change in management or a change in a reorganization.
That's Wheeler addressing EPA employees back in July. After his first stint at the EPA, he worked as an advisor to Senator Jim Inhofe, one of the biggest climate change skeptics on Capitol Hill. Then Wheeler worked as a lobbyist where one of his major clients was a coal company. Still, he told the assembled EPA staff he brings a passion for helping the environment.
We must be able to speak with one voice and clearly explain to the American people the relevant environmental and health risks that they face.
But to Michael Halpern, the plan to remove the post of top science advisor is a step away from that pledge. He's with the Union of Concerned Scientists.
This is a colossally bad idea.
Now, the EPA did not respond to requests for an interview. In a statement, the agency describes it more as a bureaucratic reorganization, combining this Office of Science Advisor with the Office of Science Policy. But Halpern says what that does is it moves the agency's top science advocates several rungs down the chain of command, and the EPA administrator should have immediate access to those advisors.
Science advice is important both for long-term policy decisions and for reacting during a crisis.
A crisis like Hurricane Florence, recently causing the release of toxic coal ash in North Carolina.
We interacted with the science advisory position all the time.
That's Stan Myberg, acting deputy EPA administrator during the final years of the Obama administration. He believes in the importance of the science advisor, but says in some ways this reorganization appears to be an understandable response for an EPA working with reduced staff under President Trump.
And in this particular case, I think it has gotten more attention because of some of the concerns about the administration's use of science.
Both the Trump administration broadly and the EPA have been notably dismissive of scientific advice. Under Administrator Pruitt, the EPA restricted the types of scientific studies it recognizes, and Pruitt also appointed several scientists who work for industries the EPA regulates. Myberg worries about the signal this latest reorganization sends because there are a lot of pressures acting on an EPA administrator when it comes to crafting policy.
Lawsuits, demands and deadlines in the statutes, pressures from states, from industry, from non-governmental organizations.
Myberg says it's important science remains one of those pressures too. Dan Boyce, NPR News.